When the lights go out, they speak. The vanished, the cursed, the cruel. Their echoes live here. I'm Raven Vale, and you've just crossed the threshold. Welcome to Whispers from the Dark. The Sodder Children, America's Christmas Eve. Enigma, Whispers from the Dark. Welcome, dear listeners, to Whispers from the Dark. Tonight, we journey to the rugged hills of Fayetteville, West Virginia, to a Christmas Eve in 1945 that began with holiday cheer and ended in a blaze of unimaginable horror, leaving behind a family forever shattered and a mystery that has haunted America for nearly eight decades. This is the tragic and deeply unsettling story of the Sodder Children disappearance, a case where five innocent lives vanished without a trace, leaving behind no bodies, only questions that scream into the silence of an enduring enigma. The Sodder family was the epitome of the American dream in miniature, living a life of quiet prosperity in their two-story home on the outskirts of Fayetteville. George Sodder, an Italian immigrant who had built a successful trucking business, and his wife Jenny, a strong and loving matriarch, were raising 10 vibrant children. Their home was often bustling, filled with the laughter and energy of a large, close-knit family. On Christmas Eve 1945, the atmosphere was festive, a common celebration turning into a scene of unimaginable horror. The younger children, excited by new toys, begged to stay up past their usual bedtime. George, indulgent, allowed them to, while he and Jenny retired for the night. Just past midnight, in the early hours of December 25th, the peace was shattered. Jenny Sodder awoke to the insistent ringing of a phone. It was a wrong number, a bizarre, disorienting call from a woman laughing hysterically before hanging up. As Jenny went back to bed, she noticed a strange burning smell. Then, with a sudden jolt, she heard a loud thump on the roof, followed by the terrifying sight of smoke seeping under the door to George's office. The house was on fire. What unfolded next was a frantic, desperate struggle for survival, a scene of chaos and heroism that would forever be etched in the family's memory. George Sodder, waking to his wife's cries, sprang into action. He roused Marion, 17, George Jr., 16, John, 23, Sylvanus, 13, and James, 5, the five children he could immediately reach and guide to safety. But as the flames rapidly engulfed the structure, five more children were trapped upstairs. Maurice, 14, Martha, 12, Louis, 9, Jenny, 8, and Betty, 5. George, desperate to save them, tried to climb the ladder usually propped against the side of the house, but it was inexplicably missing from its usual spot. He tried to start his two coal trucks, hoping to drive them to the burning house and use their ladders to reach the upper windows, but neither truck would start, despite working perfectly the day before. The barrels of water he kept for firefighting were frozen solid. In less than an hour, the entire house was reduced to smoldering embers, and firefighters, delayed by distance and a lack of quick communication, could do nothing but watch. The Sodders were left with a harrowing reality. Five of their children were gone, presumed perished in the inferno. The immediate aftermath brought a horrifying twist to an already agonizing tragedy. Fire Marshal F.J. Morris, after a remarkably swift investigation lasting mere hours, ruled the fire of undetermined origin and concluded that the five Sodder children had died in the blaze. This was the official stance. However, Jenny and George Sodder were immediately plagued by doubts. The most glaring inconsistency was the complete lack of human remains found in the ashes. Despite the intensity of the fire, common scientific understanding dictates that bones, particularly skulls, and large skeletal fragments would survive and be identifiable. There were no bone fragments, no teeth, no evidence of burnt flesh, nothing that would definitively confirm the children had been consumed by the flames. A pathologist later confirmed that bone fragments large enough to constitute 5 children would have been present. The Sodders began their own relentless, lifelong investigation. They questioned everything. The missing ladder, inexplicably moved from its place. The 2 trucks that failed to start, despite recent maintenance. The strange phone call to Jenny just minutes before the fire. A witness later reported seeing a man watching the house from the roadside shortly before the fire started. There was also a chilling incident weeks prior. An insurance salesman, attempting to sell George a policy, allegedly threatened that his house would go up in smoke and his children would be destroyed. Was this a mere coincidence or a sinister warning? George Sodder, an outspoken man who held strong anti-Mussolini views, wondered if his background as an Italian immigrant might have made him a target, perhaps from organized crime groups or vengeful fascists. Could this have been a retribution? The Sodders' unwavering belief was that their children had been kidnapped before the fire, and the blaze was merely a diversion. They erected billboards along Route 16, offering rewards, displaying haunting pictures of their lost children, pleading for any information. They hired private investigators, spent their life savings, and traveled countless miles, chasing every lead, no matter how remote. They sent thousands of letters to politicians, law enforcement, and even the FBI, including J. Edgar Hoover, who initially showed interest, but eventually dropped the case due to lack of federal jurisdiction. In 1949, spurred by the family's persistence and fueled by growing public doubt, the site of the former house was excavated. The workers, under intense scrutiny, found only a few small bone fragments, later determined by the Smithsonian Institution to be either non-human or from an older period. They also found a blasting cap and pieces of the electrical wiring, but nothing conclusive. The absence of concrete evidence for 5 children only solidified the family's conviction that their children had not died in the fire. Years passed, but the hope never extinguished. Then, in 1967, a photograph was mailed to Jenny Sodder. It was postmarked from Kentucky, with no return address. The photograph depicted a young man, aged in his mid-20s, with features strikingly similar to what Louis Sodder might have looked like as an adult. On the back, a cryptic message read, "Louis Sodder. I love Brother Frankie. Ill boys. A 90132 or 35 inches." This single image rekindled the Sodders' fervent hope, pushing them to send a private detective to Kentucky, though the lead ultimately went cold. Was it a cruel hoax or a desperate cry for help from a child who had grown into a stranger? The Sodder children disappearance remains one of America's most heartbreaking unsolved missing persons cases. The theories range from the official, yet highly contested, perished in the fire scenario, to the more sinister kidnapping scenarios involving revenge, organized crime, or even child trafficking. The lack of remains, the strange occurrences before and during the fire, and the family's lifelong, unwavering conviction fuel the enduring mystery. The case highlights the limitations of early forensic investigations and the emotional toll of profound, agonizing uncertainty. George Sodder died in 1969 and Jenny Sodder in 1989, both carrying the burden of their unanswered questions, never giving up on the belief that their children were still alive. The Sodder children mystery endures, a phantom whisper in the West Virginia mountains. A chilling reminder that sometimes the most profound agony is not in knowing a terrible end, but in the eternal, burning hope of a life yet to be found. Thank you for joining me tonight on Whispers from the Dark. Until next time, may the embers of your own unanswered questions never glow quite so fiercely.